Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God. Yes, thank you, worship team. Let's give them another big hand clap. Glory be to God. Yes, thank you all for coming. First-time visitors or first-time attendees this year. There are several. Okay, Carol, you're welcome. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Museveni would be glad to hear that testimony, because there are the things he wants people to do, not only for the stomach, but also for the what? Pocket. You people who don't listen to your what? President. Yeah? When he comes on, you switch off. You're like, he's saying the same things. Okay? But do you know that also the Bible, okay? Do you know that the Bible says the same things? Okay? And you're supposed to read those same things every day. Do you understand? Eh? And one time the president wrote in the papers concerning that issue, how people say that he's saying the same thing. All right? And he wrote and said that, I mean, if you have a vision, it is one vision. You're not going to write about other what? Like, to talk about the visions of the states and the vision of Magufuli, you know, eh? Okay, you understand, eh? You talk about your vision, it's one vision, and that, you know, and it makes sense, doesn't it? Now, I'm not campaigning for him, but I'm trying, because you see, eh? He has one vision, and that's it, eh? Okay? Just like the Bible has one vision, so you are never going to get another Bible for your own information. And I realized, but you know, I'm doing a research in my own, just in my own head, eh? You know, I think that is, you see, if you've been born again for some time, all right, and you read the Bible, you go to church, eh? And then you realize that same things. The Bible, same things. You got saved 5 years ago, okay? When you watch TV, TBN is saying the same things you had when you got saved, all right? I realized if you're not careful, that is the point at which people begin to backslide. Because they stop reading the Bible. You understand, eh? Same things. Mbimanyi. Huh? You know, eh? And especially, I think, preachers. But do you know that just because someone is a preacher does not mean that they read the Bible. You understand, eh? Because the guy realizes these are the same things. So he just waits for when he's invited to preach. Najayo scripture. But they're the same, you know, eh? The same scriptures, you know, eh? And I think that is where trouble begins. Because someone stops feeding themselves spiritually. You know, like matoke. The Baganda will tell you, the Banyankore will tell you. They've been eating the same matoke. Isn't it? Same matoke, and that's why they're still alive. Okay? Now the day they stop eating, they will die. But it is those same things that are sustaining them, sustaining you. Glory be to God. You know, you can easily get bored of the Bible, you understand? Because it's monotonous, you know, eh? To a degree or in a sense. And the day you stop reading it, eh? That is the beginning of your calamity, of trouble. And I think that's where preachers, that's where issues start. You know, you get tired of the same praying, the same songs. Because all songs, they have one theme. It's about Jesus. So you were just saying the same thing. Reading the same things. Okay? And so guys get bored and now they start what? Catching movies. Movies are not evil, eh? Alright? But if you're spending more time if you're a preacher, spending more time catching movies than being in the Word and in the presence, that's where trouble starts. You understand? Then you watch, you first begin with a good, what? Jesus, what are those movies? Those movies of long time ago, which they used to show, what? Crusades. Jesus healing, you know, not the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, Jesus wasn't in the Ten Commandments. Stop lying. But you know those, what? Movies of Jesus, eh? Healing the sick, what, saying good things, what, you know, eh? All right? Of course, it doesn't say any bad things. And so then you get bored of those. Because the same things of Imani, Bimu Matthew, Mark, you know, eh? Now you want to appear sharp. So that when you know, meet guys, they just don't say, this preacher doesn't know about the economy, the politics, botanical series. Eh? You know, eh? 24, of course, that one is for them days. Eh? So, which one is trending now? Now, those things are not bad, but I'm saying those become your what? You understand, eh? Your daily food. Hmm? You know, you start, and then, of course, one day you're going to end up in real bad movies. And series. You understand? Because, what? Same things. Okay? Now, I don't know why I'm saying those things. We began with what? Hallelujah. Eh? For the, eh? Not only, you shouldn't produce only for the what? The stomach, but you should also produce for the pocket. So, listen to your president, amen? Okay? Parents have been telling the same, they told you the same things. Leave that boy, what, you know. Now you're here, you're sensible, just because of what? Your mother told you the same things. You left the boy, you know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, for me, I listen to him, eh? Okay? And in those same things, what about our kalaini? Karema, you understand? Eh? Something profound. Oh, you could even have heard it over and over again, but that day, you understand? Eh? That day, it's what? A revelation, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are doing the foundations of our faith, reviewing the basics of Christianity. Amen? And we get these from Hebrews chapter 6, 1 to 3. All right? And we did the doctrine of Christ. We did the laying again. We did the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. We studied the doctrine of baptisms, plural. We did the laying on of hands. And now we are doing the resurrection of the what? Of the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. We're doing what? The resurrection of the dead. And last week we did part one because I realized that this is a broad subject. Okay. And in part one, we decided to study or to review the origin of death and where people go when they die. Amen. So we said that once upon a time, okay, I'm going to tell you the same things, amen? Once upon a time, hallelujah, yes, God created man, and he told that man, Adam, that of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you, Adam, shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. All right? And then one day the devil came, tempted Eve, And Eve fell for the lie. She ate of that tree, and she gave some of the fruit to her husband who was with her. And Adam ate. All right? What would have happened if Adam hadn't eaten? Amen. All right? But when Adam ate, that's where the trouble came. All right? And when he was 930 years, he did what? He died. Okay? He died. Hallelujah. Now, because of Adam's sin, according to Romans chapter 5, verse 12, okay, it says that through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin. Okay, physical death. And for that matter, death spread to all men because all men sinned when their father sinned. Okay? It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 21 to 22 that by man came death. Okay, by man, Adam came death because of his sin. And for that matter, in Adam, all die. Okay? Of course, there have been exceptions. Enoch is one of them. The Bible says that Enoch was caught away. He was translated. God took him alive. He did not die. Hallelujah. He did not what? He did not die. And I think he will never die. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah. It's like in normal life. Eh? There are always a few exceptions to the what? Hallelujah. They're always there. Eh? Okay? And God always has reasons for those exceptions. Human beings always also have. Okay? Okay? You see that in, you know, the way countries are run. You know, eh? You shouldn't be so legalistic with your what? Your constitution. Well, there are some times when something has to be done, eh? An exception. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, you should grow up, eh? And start reason, you know, eh? There are, even in your home, in your family, at your workplace. Okay? My wife understood that the other year. Okay? According to the contract she signed, every end of the year, she's supposed to be given a bonus, which is at least her monthly salary. At least. Okay? And usually, or always, she has gotten more than that, all right? Okay? But the other year, they told her because of what? COVID, you're going to get 70% of her monthly salary as a bonus. So you see, now she had the right to take guys to court and show them, you see, this is what I, at least 1 month. Now they've given me 70%. No. She would have been a fool to do that. Do you understand? Eh? So there are always exceptions and you shouldn't hide, you know. Eh? Do you understand? Eh? And that was good. It was COVID and people were losing jobs. Eh? And now why she's even getting a bonus. So you can't go to court now. No, I want my 30%. You know, any other exceptions. Eh? Okay? Now for Enoch, being an exception, I believe he was a type. A figure of a group of people who won't die when the Lord returns at his second coming and he will translate them alive. And those people will never die. And Esther believes she's one of them. Because we shared a dream when we have a few years to go. You understand? Eh? Okay, so there are people who will never die. But the Bible says that all die. Okay, this is where now it calls for rightly dividing the word of what? Of truth. Glory be to God. So Enoch was a type Okay, since God did it once, he will do it again. Okay, because in law, there is something called, called what?
I don't know.
Precedent.
Precedent.
Hallelujah. If a certain matter, if a certain case has ever been judged in a certain way, that means that it can be done again. People will refer to it that it was done the other day. Why not now? Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? Then there are also guys in Matthew. Jesus said that there are those who are standing here, okay, who will remain alive until they see the Son of Man coming. Okay? Jesus was speaking to the Jews 2,000 years ago. He said there are some standing here who will not taste death until I return. Until they see the Son of Man coming. Okay? Now, some guys who can't believe that, they're like, what? It can't happen. Okay? They're like, yeah, you see, a few moments later or a few days later, he went to the mountain and was transfigured. And Elijah and Moses came. That's what Jesus meant by this. Now, it's ridiculous, eh? Do you understand? So, there are guys who are alive, eh? Who were there in Jesus' days. Yeah, glory be to God. Say amen. Hallelujah. You see, this is the Bible. The same thing you should be reading. And if you're reading the same thing, you're going to find questions. You encounter things which need answers. They are there. Where are they? There. Where? There, where? You understand? Huh? And of course, we know, or I believe, that John is among them. John the Apostle. I sent you a video there. With some of you who don't watch my things. All right? Temula, Temujia, Bintubia, Pastor Wamwe. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So there are exceptions. Otherwise, all men die in Adam. Because when Adam sinned, death came. Glory be to God. Okay? Then we answer the question, where the dead go when they die. Okay? We saw in the Bible that the first, there's a place called Sheol, Hades, okay, which is under the earth. Okay, under the earth, in the lower parts of the earth, okay, in the heart of the earth, all right? That is a place where all people, all souls, spirits used to go before Jesus came to die for us. Okay, they were all going there, the wicked and the righteous. Luke chapter 16, okay, is an example of that. It's one which explains that, you know, well. All right, so now that place had two sections. One section was called Abraham's what? Bosom or side, depending on the Bible you're reading, the version. And the other section was a place of torment. There was fire there. All right, so the righteous would go to Abraham's bosom. Remember, Abraham is a father of faith, all right? And then the wicked would go to the other side, fire burning them, all right? There's that song, eh? Yeah? Fire, do what? And Erica, who used to be with those guys, with the Bobby Wines and all those guys, explained what that thing, that those guys mean exactly that. You know, eh? They get those things from hell, remember, in the lower parts of the earth? And they come with those songs, and then you sing them. Fire by then, you know. And they're taking you to hell. All right? There's that song. I've never... Anyway, you know that song of City of Laws, see over what? Eh? And there's that phrase. Eh? People say, City of Laws. I don't fear loss. Hmm? Losing. Okay? It was done by Kenzo, I think. Yes or no? So, you know, okay, Now, he explained why, what that phrase, that chick who was with them, she used to go under there with those guys. They said that that guy sold his soul. Okay? He knows his final destination. He's going to hell. And he has tested it. All right? So when he sings that song, he's basically he's telling you guys that I'm already lost. You understand? And of course, his mission is to take you with him. So it's, stop entertaining yourself with that rubbish. Okay? Something will jump on you. And before you know it, you're behaving like them, and you end up where they sold their souls to. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So yes, that's okay. Now, when Jesus died, he also went down there. Okay? We saw that. Eh? He went down there also. Hallelujah. Okay? And then when he resurrected and ascended to heaven, he went with those souls which were there. He went with them to heaven. Okay? And from that time on, when a believer dies, if a righteous person dies, they don't go down there. They go straight to heaven. Okay? Because that is where Abraham's bosom is, which is also called paradise. That is where it is now. They no longer go down there. Glory be to God. Okay? That is where they do what? They go. All right? But the wicked, okay, the evil, still go down there, which we commonly call hell. All right? But they will end up in the lake of fire. Because in Revelation 20, okay, we see death and Hades, sure, being all those who are in it, being thrown into the lake of fire. Hallelujah. Amen. And we shouldn't be among those people. Hallelujah. You know these things, amen? Because we have said them over and over again, same things. Hallelujah. Don't you know them? Eh? Lydia, do you know them? Okay, now, since you know them, we're going to do an exam. Glory be to God. Mugenda kwa mu class. Hallelujah. Now, to Batty, Dave, Bruce. Okay, we're going to do what? An exam. All right? Hallelujah. But it's open book. Amen? It's open book. The answers are in your Bible. The answers are where? Your Bible. Same things you've been reading. Okay? But before we do the exam, let me quickly first read for you Deuteronomy chapter 18 from verse 9. It says that when you, the Israelites, okay, by this time they're in the wilderness, so Moses tells them that when you come into the land, the promised land, okay, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire. Okay? Bochabana. Okfuna ugaga. Okfuna power. Okay? You shall not let those people be in the land or anyone who practices witchcraft. Or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. Okay? God says that those people shouldn't be among you because, what they do is an abomination. Glory be to God. All right? There's someone who was telling me a story that he visited a certain state house, all right? And while he was there with other people, there was an old woman who passed by, okay? in that state house, okay? Presidential palace or home, all right? All right? Pastor, you know? So the lady basically stays there, okay? Old woman, you know? And she was, and she had no shoes on her feet, eh? Okay? Just barefoot. Now, when the, as a president is addressing these people, okay, he sees her, eh? Okay? Then he tells these guys, okay, that a president of a certain nation spoke to these guys in Luganda, all right? And he said, and he told these guys that Oyo Mulogo Wange. Okay? Yeah, so God is like Avalogo, eh? Sosaraz, which, you know, those things, what? Shouldn't, what? Exist in the land. All right? Now, let's do our exam. Okay? Open. Remember, it's open book, okay? Okay? First Samuel, chapter 28, from verse 3. Now, you're going to bear with me. Today, we might take a little longer. Just pray for me that I can cover all that I need to cover. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, First Samuel, chapter 28, from verse 3. You all there? The exam is starting. Okay? It says that now Samuel had died. What had happened to Samuel? Kwezi? Very good. Give him a big hand clap. He died. Okay? Now, when he died, where did he go? Okay? Vanessa, where did Samuel go? Okay? She didn't attend last Sunday. She didn't read the word for the week. And she hasn't been attending. They review same things. Teacher Kai. But this lady is a teacher. She teaches law. And there's someone I met, who told me, yeah. Okay, so where did Samuel go? Eden? Yeah. Hallelujah. Like begets what? Okay, sharp people. Okay, went to Hades. Who has another answer? A contrary, eh? But what? Okay, he has added that Abraham's bosom. Give the Budonian a thing. Okay? You haven't ashamed the Budonian. Okay? So, yes, Eden, someone went to Hades, but on the side of Abraham's bosom, okay? Which was a place of comfort. Hallelujah. We continue. Alright? So, and it says that, yes, and all Israel had lamented for him and buried him. So, where was his body? Okay? Alana, when Samuel died, where did his body go? Where do you think it went? Eh? No, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. That's a sharp answer. You've answered like a lawyer. Okay? Okay? Teddy, where did this body go? Don't fear. Don't fear, don't fear to us to say a wrong answer.
And I had the same
answer.
Mutaka in Rama.
Okay, in the ground. You didn't have to add in Rama. And where? You say a lot of things, so the answer might be there. In the ground, in Rama, what? In Israel? Eh? Hallelujah. And Saul had put their mediums and the spirits out of the land. All right? Then the Philistines gathered together and came and they camped at Shunem. So Saul gathered all Israel together and they camped at Gilboa. When Saul saw the army of the Philistines, he was afraid and his heart trembled greatly. And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, either by dreams or by Urim or by the prophets. All right? Then Saul said to his servants, find me a woman who is a Midian. Okay? An abomination, isn't it? Okay, but this guy is a, if Mkama Wawa can, yeah? All right? There's some people who do that, yeah? Preachers have done those things. If God has refused to prosper me, to bless me, to give me money so that my congregation can know that that have a prosperity anointing so they can sow into me, let me find other means. And guys go what? You know, in the lower parts of the earth. Okay? To get what? It is sad. And now, this is what Saul did. Hallelujah. Okay? Then, yes, so find me that medium that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, in fact, there is a woman who is a medium at Endor. So Saul disguised himself and put on other clothes and went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, please conduct a what? A seance, eh? A seance. Aha. Yeah, do that for me and bring up for me the one I shall name to you. Okay, bring what? Up. So, Kwezi, when Samuel died, okay, they said that he went to Sheol, okay? And that is what? Correct. Okay. So is Sheol or Hades up or down? Down. Ay, sharp guy. Give me that guy. All right. It's down. Okay. That's why Saul said, bring up for me. Glory be to God. Amen. Sam is very happy. He was on Bunkenke Zaikaya. Okay? Do what? Bring up, okay? For me, the one I shall name to you. Let's go on. Then the woman said to him, look, you know what Saul has done? How he has cut off the mediums from the land. Why then do you lay a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul swore to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this thing. Then the woman said, whom shall I bring up for you? And he said, bring up Samuel for me. Okay, bring up what? Samuel for me. All right? When the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spoke to Samuel saying, why have you deceived me? You are Saul. When the woman saw who? Samuel. Okay? Question, Sarah, was that Samuel? All right? You can shout your wrong or correct answer. Was that Samuel?
Yes.
How can, you remember it's a spiritist, Omulogo. You know Omulogo. How can he call up a righteous saint? But all of them are down. The evil and the... Do you understand? All of them are down. The wicked and the righteous are all down. Okay? All right, judge. Oh, visitor. What is the visitor's name? And this is the first time we have done an exam. And God must have brought you here for the first time. Because what? He knows you're sharp. You just enter and do exam. You know those things, eh? When you switch what? From one school to the other. Okay? In our days, there's a guy, eh? The guy was sharp. Alright? He was sacked from Namiriango for being saved. And the guy used to be, you know, the best, senior one to say. Then he was what? Was sacked. Alright? Immediately went to what? Chitante Hill. Sat exam. Sharp guy. You just appear and sit exam. And the guy was the best in the country. Sharp, you know? And, okay? Okay. Let me what? Leave you. Carol, was this with Samuel? But you remember this is a spiritist, Omurogo. Okay? This was a fake Samuel.
Okay?
Why weren't you giving me the answer? Okay, was that with Samuel?
No, it can't have been.
Who's saying no? Now, Ofujekati Abawagizi. My wife and Juliana, they're saying no. But what does the Bible say? The Bible is saying, when the woman saw Samuel. George, who did the woman see? Okay, let's go. You have to believe the Bible. All right? What does the Bible say? And what is Juliana saying? What does the Bible say? When the woman saw, I know where you're coming from. But man, the Bible, you see, we talked about exceptions to the rule. When the woman's open book, when the woman saw someone, I tell you, you might be sacked from Namiriango and go to Chitante Hill. Verse 13. And the king said to her, do not be afraid. What did you see? And the woman said to Samuel, I saw a spirit ascending out of the earth. Because Hades was what? In the center of the earth. Glory be to God. All right? So he said to her, what is his form? And she said, an old man is coming up and is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed down. Because this was his prophet. Prophet Uwange, Yafa. Alright? Let's go on. Now Samuel said to Saul. Who said to Saul? Okay. Bible, Samuel. Samuel said to Saul, why have you disturbed me by bringing me up? Okay, because Hades was down. Now he has been brought up. And Saul answered, I am deeply distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me and does not answer me anymore, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore, I have called you that you may reveal to me what I should do. Then Samuel said, who said?
Samuel
said. Jerah, have you heard? Why do you ask me, seeing the Lord has departed from you and has become your enemy? Okay? And the Lord has done for himself as he spoke by me. Okay? Remember, before Samuel had died, he had told Saul that the Lord has departed from you. Your kingdom has been given to another. So Samuel, from Hades, is saying, the Lord has done for himself as he spoke by me in those days. Alright? For the Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand and given it to your neighbor David. Because of what? You did not obey the voice of the Lord your God, nor execute his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore, the Lord has done this thing to you. this day. Verse 19. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with you into the hand of the Philistine. And tomorrow, man, yes, a guy from down, eh? I hope we now be tomorrow. You and your sons will be with me. Question. They will be with him where? You know? Where? Confidence. Don't you allow us? All right? Hallelujah. Will be with me where?
Hedges. Hedges.
Hedges. Okay? But remember, hedges has two sections. Okay? Olive, in which section?
Abraham's bosom.
Abraham's? Eh? Anyone has a contrary answer?
They'll be in Hades, but
listen.
They'll be in Hades, but Saul and his sons will be on the other side, not Abraham's bosom.
That's what I think. They'll be together. Refuting? With me.
That is not in the Bible.
But with me, they are all in Hades.
In Hades, in Abraham's
bosom. With me. George. Hallelujah. Sorry. Okay. Is this a good service? Okay. Now, what we're doing is actually a real Bible study. Okay. Hallelujah. All right. Juliana is so excited to add. By the way, we have more, what?
Okay. Now, me, I'm still sticking to the fact that this spirit which is...
Hilary, but don't give an essay, okay?
Musumba, I think they were in Abraham's bosom.
Okay. Yeah. Now, we cannot... Yeah, he has a point and she has a point. Just because Saul was wicked and he didn't obey God doesn't necessarily mean we don't know. The Bible is quiet concerning where he went. Tetumanyo wagenda umuguru in heaven, rather in quotes, oba mutome. Okay, but being his CV, and thereafter, as in after Saul, after his death, there's nowhere in the Bible where good is what? Spoken of him. So, but he was in Hades with Samuel. Hallelujah. That's we are sure about that. Whether it's Abraham's bosom or in torment, that's another thing. Okay? Even his sons, by the way, we're not sure. His sons could have been good guys. We don't know. Yeah, you know, like Jonathan. In fact, Jonathan died that day also. Bruce will come. Hallelujah. All right? So, immediately Saul, and by the way, Saul died. Eh? They died the following day. Or would not be worried with truth. Yes. To Esther or to me?
If he went to the Abraham's bosom in Hades, then God should have mercy on us also.
So, basically, you're supporting your wife. Okay? Family, you know, in marriage, fellowships, rather counseling, you know, before you get what? Who married? There's that. They teach, not all of them, but most people teach that you should always be on your husband's side when there's an argument, even when your husband is wrong or your wife is wrong. Okay? if it's really so bad and you don't agree with your spouse, at least keep quiet. Hey, but don't also be like, no, what? Eh? And you, hey, there's that. And there's some wisdom in it, all right? And yeah, okay, shut up. Eh? Well, answer wisely, eh? Without embarrassing, you know what? Yes, especially your husband, okay? Wives might not care whether, you know, but guys, eh, you might, yeah, you might begin a thing and, yeah, that might be the turning point of your marriage from Abraham's bosom to torment. Yeah, okay? Be careful, eh? Don't always, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Hmm? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, have we finished? So immediately Saul fell full length on the ground and was dreadfully afraid because of the words of Samuel, and there was no more strength in him, for he had eaten no food all day and all what? Night. Glory be to God. What was your score? Hallelujah. Mugende, mwe marking. Hallelujah. Amen. But this just shows you that what the study we've done, you know, will help you understand many things in the what? Bible. However, I warn you, some Bibles, instead of translating the word Sheol as like under the, you know, they'll say grave. You understand, eh? And so now that has caused a confusion. Okay, and some people actually say, no, when you die, you go to the grave, you just go there and sleep until Jesus will come back. The Bible says grave. You understand? But so, yeah, those were unfortunate mistranslations that have caused issues. Hallelujah. So now you know, when you read the, especially the Old Testament, the Psalms, you know, you should try and find out which word exactly was used. Glory be to God. Amen? Now we go to part two. The resurrection of the dead, part two. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, the Bible says, okay, we're going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 21, 22, that by man, Adam, came death, okay? But it also adds that by man, okay, that man being Jesus, also came the resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah. Okay? I hope you guys know that Jesus is a man. Eh? There is a man seated in heaven at the right hand of God the Father. And that man is Jesus. The Bible says that there is no salvation except in what? In one man. Then Jesus. There is a man. Or we can say a God man. Because remember, Jesus is God, but he's also a man. Okay? Before he came to the earth the first time, it was just God, the Son. He wasn't a man. But when he came to the earth, he took on himself, okay, the form of a man. He took on himself flesh. Okay? When he went back, he went with that body. Glory be to God. Amen? And there are things for you to think about. So by Jesus came the resurrection of the dead. Glory be to God. Now, when will this resurrection take place? Okay? In the context of the rapture. Okay? Will it be at the rapture, will it be before the tribulation or after the tribulation? Okay? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 51 that, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. Okay? You see the exception. But this same Paul said that all die. In your heart? In Adam. But now he's showing that no, there's an exception. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Okay? those who are alive, okay? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. Okay? You remember, the righteous dead are in heaven. Okay? When you depart from the body, you're present with the Lord. Okay? You saw those verses, okay? 2 Corinthians 5:8, or Philippians 1:23. You no longer go down to Hades, you go to heaven. All right? So the raising of the dead here, it is talking about the raising of the physical bodies. Okay? And for them to be reunited with their spirits. Glory be to God. So it says that for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible. Okay? Okay, now the bodies will be transformed. They will be glorified bodies, incorruptible. Incorruptible means that unable to decay. Alright? Okuvunda, you know, eh? What is it in Runyankore? Because Museveni will one time will come and speak to us in Runyankore.
Okujunda.
Okujunda. Alright? Is that right or no?
It's right.
Good. Okolashi. He wants to give it a try. Hallelujah. Most people think I was a bully in school, eh? But but I wasn't. Eh? In fact, I was unknown in school. Eh? If you find a guy was in senior one and ask him about a guy in senior six was called, you know, they don't know me. The only guys who knew me, I was a very nice guy, very, okay, minding my own business, playing chess. Of course, I was a thug, I was a thief in the chess club. I stole guys' money. Right? But otherwise, I was, you know, a chilled guy, as in, hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, so, the resurrection is happening when? At the last trumpet. At the last what? Trumpet. Who has said, yeah? Which one? Very good. These kids deserve dimes, man. The guy knows when the resurrection will happen. At the last what? Trumpet. Okay? Yeah. You're the one who said? Yes. At the last trumpet. Hallelujah. Favoritism, what? Okay? There are exceptions. Kati, what in class? Now you've begun understanding what? The Bible. At the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised what? Incorruptible. All right, now let us look at that last trumpet. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 8, verse 6, that there are seven trumpets. All right? When trumpets one sounds, a third of the trees are burned by hell, fire, and blood. When trumpet two sounds, a third of the sea creatures and sheep are destroyed. Now, I don't know whether these things, it is a general, like, this a third is a third of that in the whole earth, or it is in a localized region, like the Middle East, okay, where, which would be the epicenter of activity in the tribulation, the Middle East. Because the whole thing is about Israel. It's about Jerusalem. Okay? That's why, in fact, the tribulation is also called Jacob's trouble. All right? So I don't know whether even Lake Vic, all right? I don't know. Go and do what? Study. And you had better do it because next week there might be another exam. Paper 2. All right? Paper 2. Hallelujah. Okay, now, trumpet 3 sounds, a third of the water is made bitter. Trumpet 4, a third of the sun, the moon, and the stars are struck. All right? Hallelujah. When this time is coming closer, some people might who decide what to leave Dubai and come back home. All right, because Dubai is around there also. All right, when trumpet five sounds, tormenting scorpions from the bottomless pit. But these are devils. Eh? Okay, these are the ones which will sting people, and people will want to die, but they won't be able to die. All right, trumpet six, a third of mankind is killed by four demonic angels. Okay, will that be a third of the total population of the earth? I'm not sure. I don't know, but the Bible says a third. All right? Now, this is all talking about some of the things that are going to happen in the tribulation. Okay? The last trumpet hasn't sounded for the dead to be raised incorruptible. Okay? Because there are seven trumpets. Now, when the last trumpet is sounded, the one which Paul talked about, which will be the beginning of the resurrection, okay? This is when the Bible says that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Okay, this is when Jesus now comes. Okay, the seventh trumpet is the last trumpet. And it is sounding after the tribulation. All right, and that is when the resurrection happens, and that is when even those who are still alive and remain, okay, their bodies are transformed, and they are raised up, they are lifted, okay, they are caught up in the air, okay, to meet the Lord in the air. Glory be to God. All right, I'm showing you all the things to show you that the resurrection, together with the rapture, is happening after the tribulation. As in, this is so simple, eh? Okay? This is so simple, but you wonder why people are fighting to see that the rapture and, of course, resurrection are happening before the tribulation. The teaching that we are snatched out of here before trouble comes. It's not there in the Bible. By the way, I used to believe it until around 4 years ago. When I read what the Bible says, just simple, what does the Bible say? The medium called out Samuel. Simple. Isn't that simple? Okay? Even this, it is so simple. You don't have to what? No, what? I say what? You know? Simple. Okay? We are where? We are here in the tribulation. Okay? And tribulation. You are here. Okay? You're not going to be taken out to escape it. Okay? I'm sorry you visited us today, but to mess up your pastor's what? Things, eh? Okay? But this is what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Amen? And even Jesus said the same thing. Matthew chapter 24, from verse 29. Jesus said, that immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then, okay, after the tribulation, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and he will send his angels with a great sound of a what? This is the last trumpet, all right? And they will gather his elect, okay? Who are the elect? Okay, those who are alive and remain, that is coming, okay? But not only those, they're those who are, okay? They are with him in heaven, but their bodies are in the ground, okay? Their bodies will also be resurrected. They will be gathered also. Glory be to God. All right? They will be gathered from the four winds from one end of heaven to the other. All right? When is the resurrection happening? After the tribulation. Okay? And that is when the rapture is also taking place. After the tribulation. Hallelujah. We need to understand these things, eh? So that, man, when things happen, we don't say what? you know, we don't freak out and we throw in the towel, you know, because we're not prepared to experience, to go through these things. Glory be to God. Which reminds me of a story which I've told here before. Okay? Eden, I'm telling a story. You're the ones who asked me for what? For stories at home. Okay? They asked me for stories. I said, I already told you the one. I said, but tell us another. I'm like, there's nothing I can what? Think of. Then Eden last week was like, but at church you tell stories. Now I'm going to tell one. So after that, don't what? No, I didn't say that. Yes, there is a guy, okay, who died and went to hell. All right, the guy went to hell. So when he got there, man, it was a place of torment, fire, what, you know, eh? All right. The guy told the devil that, but this is not what they showed us in the movies when we were on earth. Because in the movies, what? It was a good life, you know? All right? Then the devil said that was a pirated movie. Yeah. A pirated movie means it's not the real one, okay? Some things were, you know, anyway. The devil said, man, this is the real. And yeah, he pirated one, a movie. So you had better, anyway. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. So the teachings that the tribulation is before the rapture, eh? The rapture is before the tribulation. Okay? That is a pirated Bible. It's not the real one. Amen? Glory be to God. And the rapture happens also at the same time as the resurrection. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, we have been talking about the resurrection of the righteous. But even the wicked will also be resurrected. Okay? Even the wicked will also be what? Resurrected. Okay? In John chapter 5, verse 28 to 29, it says that Jesus said that the hour is coming in which all who are in the grave. Now you see, it's talking about bodies. Okay? Because, anyway. All who are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life. And those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Okay? So all bodies of the righteous and the wicked are buried. Okay? Either in the soil or in the water. All right? But where their spirits are, That is where the difference comes in. The spirits of the saints are in heaven. The spirits of the wicked are in Hades, okay, which we say hell because there's fire there. All right? Now, a day is coming when even the wicked, okay, are also going to be resurrected. Their bodies will also be resurrected. Okay? Now, the question is, will they be resurrected at the same time? You remember the resurrection we've talked about of the righteous is happening at the rapture, okay? At the last trumpet, okay? So will the wicked also be resurrected, okay? As the rapture, at the same time as the rapture? Okay? This seems to indicate that it says that the hour is coming in which all who are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth. Okay? It seems to indicate that. But I believe, you know, this lawyer, you help me, this is saying that yes, they will be resurrected. The righteous and the wicked will be resurrected. But it is not talking about the timing. Is it George? And is it? It's not. By the way, Ashava Wama is also called Anne. All right? Okay? Rachel. Yeah? Okay? Rachel is also called Anne. And there's, by the way, Anne in the church who lost a mother. All right? So, yeah, please send a text and say sorry, okay? All right? This is not the best time to give that advice. Okay? Yeah, so say sorry, all right? Yeah, okay? Hallelujah. But some of you know what I was going to say. Yes. Okay, so this doesn't talk about the timing. Okay? The timing is talked about in Revelation 20. Okay, verse 4 to 5. It says that, then I, John, saw the souls, okay, of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God. These had been beheaded in the tribulation. Hallelujah. They had been what? Beheaded when? And remember, it is the righteous for their witness to Jesus. Bar from tribulation, because they were here in the tribulation. Some, but they're not all believers, are dying in the tribulation. Alright? Not all of them. Because after the tribulation, okay, the last trumpet will be sounded. Alright? Okay? Then the dead in Christ will be raised incorruptible. You remember? And then those who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air to meet the Lord. So there are those Christians who won't die in the tribulation. Okay? They will be alive. They will still remain. They won't die in the tribulation. Hallelujah. But you see, sometimes it's better to die. Alright? Because you die once, shoo, your head is chopped off, finished. Okay? But remaining here, okay, you can't buy and sell unless you have the vaccination, rather the mark of the beast. You know? Okay? Now, it is my opinion. Now, I'm not against vaccination. If you want to be vaccinated, go and be vaccinated. If you don't want to be vaccinated, that's up to you. Okay? And I believe that vaccination is not the mark of the beast. Okay, for reasons I wrote about in an email once. However, I believe that what we're experiencing now is like a rehearsal. Eh? Is it a rehearsal? It's like these guys are seeing how they will do the other thing. Eh? Simulation. Good man. Honestly, you know, Djokovic was refused to. Has he been deported, Gerard, yet? Anyway. Okay? As in now, my maid today, she's from Arua, okay? So, early in the morning at 6, woke up at 6 to drive her to the road so that she can go and get a bus to go and visit her family. Okay, so I asked Takati, what if they ask you for the vaccination card? So you see now, you know, all of a sudden now things are, you know, vaccination, like, I mean, first of all, we're in Uganda where COVID, yes, it kills people, but it's not, you know, we should be exempt from those things because, anyway, Musawen might hear me now and say, you see, these are balokolo, balokole, basilo, balokole, you know, but these are credible, you know. As in the rules of those ends, you bring the, you know. Now, like saying all of us should pay rent in, dollars. Really? We don't have dollars. With a few dollars here. So you can't say because Americans pay in dollars, then you should pay in dollars. You understand? So anyway, this thing, I'm watching it and I'm like, and according to Esther's dream, you know, we are close. I'm like, no, again, these are my opinions, all right? They are not God. Please don't what? Put God in my what? They are my opinions. But God might be also saying, I'm allowing this to happen so that I can show you know, so that you can be ready because it's going to be worse. Right now, they haven't killed anyone for not what? You understand? But they're going to kill some. Because if someone is killed of hunger because they can't go to Quick Pick or to Capital Shoppers to buy medicine, unless they can unleash a vaccination and unless they have a mask. You understand? Okay? So think about this thing, amen? Yeah. But anyway, that aside, tribulation is what? The rapture and the resurrection are after the tribulation. All right? Now, here it says that then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. All right? But the rest of the dead, who are the rest of the dead? Those who are not resurrected at first. So there's some people who are not resurrected at first. Okay? When the last trumpet was sounded. You understand, yeah? Okay? They were not in Christ. They were not resurrected. But at the end of 1,000 years, at the end of their 1,000-year reign of Jesus, okay, it says that the rest of the dead, now these are the unrighteous, the wicked dead, okay? And it said that, but the rest of the dead did not rise again until the 1,000 years were finished. So that means after 1,000 years, they were resurrected. And Jesus said that this resurrection, okay, means their bodies which are in the grave. You remember? He said that all those who are in the grave, okay, not in Hades, who are in the grave will hear his voice and come up. Glory be to God. Okay? And in Revelation 20 from verse 11 to 15, okay, we see, okay, the resurrected wicked being thrown into the lake of fire. They are taken from Hades, which we call hell, okay, and they are emptied into the lake of fire, where they will be forever and ever. And that is, man, it is not interesting to think about this. All right? This is why we should preach the gospel. Tell people about Jesus. Tell your laws, you know. To be abused. Okay, abused. Fanatics. You think you're the only ones who are, you know. You know, let them abuse you, but okay, when they reject what you're saying, okay, don't take it personal. They haven't rejected you. Okay? Samuel was told by the Lord that when they reject you, they haven't rejected you. They have rejected me, the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, preach. Just, you know, get an opportunity. Just give 3 sentences to the person and tell them, okay? I've begun a habit of doing that. Okay, I go somewhere, like, to eat. Okay, a waitress serves me, a waiter. Okay? Oftentimes, I take that opportunity. I tell, are you saved? Yes. I'm like, okay, if you're saved, good. But if you're not saved, okay, this is why you should get saved. Then I give them a one-liner. You are a sinner. Jesus died for you. Okay? If you don't accept him, you go and die for yourself. Of course, I don't say, you know, like I want to beat them. I just say, die for you. All right? But there are those who need that, by the way. You understand? Eh? Okay? The guys who need chivoko. You understand? Okay? Causing chaos in the city. Eh? Some guys who need what? But there are others who just need to be told, please go back home. So they're different, what? Okay? Yeah, so I tell them, man, if you don't accept him, you die for yourself forever in hell. But if you accept him and walk according to his ways, you always live with God, you always live with the Lord forever and ever. And I'm like, now go and think about those things. Ngawa, Moleka. Okay, please do that. If you really believe there's a heaven and there's a hell, okay, you had better tell people about the Lord. All right? So Jesus is coming back. All right? Now, again, I have to end on a good note. You can't end by hell, heaven, rather lake of fire. Eh? That's not a good way to end the one. Is someone, especially after you passed the exam. Hallelujah. What Juliana says, no, there should be a remarking. Do you remember those things? Who of you ever went to UNEB to be remarked? Man, where the guy? He was good. Well, he wasn't very sharp, but he was good. Okay, he was doing Meg. Okay, all right, and you know, can't have results. Come back, again as an O, OBB, OBB, yeah. He said, no, why? You know, he wanted to go for it. In those days, Meg, you either go for architecture or BCom. It's like BCom. So if you hear someone in those days who did BCom, just know those guys were sharp. All right. Anyway, so the guy, what, said, no, what? Going to what? Remarking. But the issue with those remarking things, I even don't know what the process was or what the process is, if it's still there today. The remarking would be complete, or it would be done when selections have happened, guys have begun uni. You understand? As in, faculties have already admitted their guys. So it's like it was, I think, useless. Okay? Guy say what? Bambi, the guy didn't go for what? Become. Why? Well, he did. Anyway, you know, Yeah. You want a remarking? It's fake somewhere, genuine somewhere. Okay? Yeah. All right? So, you passed the exam. We need to end on a good note. All right? Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 says that, as it is appointed for men to die once, you remember there are exceptions, all right? But after this, judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. Those who eagerly wait for him, what does eagerly waiting for him means? They are living for him. They are living righteously. They are living holy lives. That's what it means. Okay, when a bride is waiting for the groom, okay, they purify themselves. You know, Okay? In Ankole Besigo Muzigo, why, you know, They not only quest cigar, but they also eat them, Zigo, isn't it? So they can grow fat. Isn't that true? Okay. So they can grow fat. Yeah? Now you're listening to Abazungu, We're telling you that fatness is not good. The African culture. Museveni will tell you about African what? Culture. You know, You have to embrace what? Pan-Africanism. Hallelujah. So those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time. He's appearing at the time when the rapture will happen and the resurrection also. All right? He will appear a second time apart from sin. Okay? Apart from sin means not to impute sin on them, not to punish them. All right? But for salvation. And that salvation, for those who are alive, it means, or rather it includes, okay, the changing of their corruptible bodies into incorruptible bodies. And for those who are dead, okay, it means the resurrection of their bodies. Okay? And they will also be incorruptible bodies. Glory be to God. So let us eagerly wait for him. Especially now that you know what eagerly waiting for him means. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.